We're doing Pirkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, and we're up to the fifth chapter, the fourth Mishnah. And the Mishnah had stated that there were 10 plagues, 10 hits that God hit the Egyptians, and then they were hit 10 times by the sea. So we know the 10 plagues in Egypt were Detzach Adash Be'achav, right? That's the acronym for the 10 plagues. And the 10 plagues by the sea, so he's going to enumerate them. Harishon Vayaret Alayla. The first plague that Hashem brought upon the Egyptians by the sea, the Pasuk describes that Hashem made the night light. So the Unklus's translation explains the Egyptians were plagued with darkness and clouds. The Jews had light all night long. The second and third plague was Hashem shone into the Egyptian camp with a pillar of fire and cloud. Anan yored vasot totit. There was a cloud, in other words, there was a mist that made the floor like as though it were mortar. The amudesh malticho, and then the fire made it that the ground was boiling hot. Vitlafesusehem ishtamtot, and the shoes of the horses were would come out, the horse shoes. I'm getting the harvi, the fourth. Is Vayasaret Ofan Markevotav. It says that Hashem removed the wheels of their chariots. Shesiro Ofanim min Agalot Naflu Mitzrayim Venishtabru. The Egyptians had the wheels of their chariots fall off, and that caused them to break down. Achamishi Vaynageu Bichvidut. The fifth is, it says, Hashem led them in a weighty way. What does that mean? What weighed them down? Achar Shenaflu Venishtabru Lo Yochlim Lamod V'Mkom Shenaflu Sham Nisharu. They fell and they hit the ground so hard, it was as though they were weighted down, and they stayed put where they fell. They couldn't get back up. Ashishi, the sixth plague, Shiratu Lanus V'lo Yecholu. The Egyptians said, let's run, and they couldn't run. They couldn't run away. Kamo Sheneemar, as the verse says, Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusa Mipnei Yisrael. The Egyptians suddenly said, let's run away from the Jews. Now we see Hashem's fighting Egypt on their behalf. This is a stark difference between what happened to the Egyptians and what happened to Sisera. By Sisera, in the beginning of the book of Judges, so we have Yavin, the king of the north, the king of Chatzor, who sends his men, Sisera, his top general. They conquer Israel. The Jews are subservient. They pay taxes to them. They don't have any blacksmiths. And then they have this war where Dvorah tells Barak, go to war against Sisera. And during the war, the Kishon Valley gets flooded. And Sisera and his men get flooded by the waters of the Kishon Valley. And it says, Vayered Sisera mala merkava. Sisera went off his chariot. Vayanas beraglav, he ran by foot. But the Egyptians, when they got off their chariots, they didn't make it anywhere. They couldn't run anywhere. Hashvi'i, the seventh plague that hit the Egyptians, or the seventh punishment that happened by the sea. Vayne'er Hashem et Mitzrayim b'toch hayam. It says that Hashem shook up the Egyptians in the sea. As the translation is, v'shanik, milshon shever. They were shaken up, they were broken by the waves of the sea. Shini'aram ke'adam amnerta k'deiram, ma shelemala lemata, ma shelemata lemala. They were shaken like a person who takes a pot and he shakes what's inside the pot, and then everything goes from top to bottom, top to bottom. That's what happened to the Egyptians when the sea came crashing down on them. Hashmini, the eighth thing is, shebalautam ha'aretz asher tachtit hayam. They got swallowed by the earth that was at the bottom of the sea, as the Pasuk says, Natita yaminecha tivlei mo'aret. You extended your right hand, they were swallowed up by the ground. Hatshi'i, the ninth, she'aldu b'chovid li'imkei hayam, that they sank down to the bottom of the sea, k'mo feret, as though they were led, as the Pasuk says, tzalelu k'ofert b'mayim adirim, they sank like lead in the great waters of the Yamsuf. And the tenth, the final tenth point which Hashem hit the Egyptians by the sea is Shepaltau Tamayam, that after all of that, the sea did emit their bodies, as the Pasuk says, Vayisrael Mitzrayim met al tzvat hayam, the Jews saw the Egyptians lying dead at the edge of the sea. After they were beaten like that, then they were spit out of the sea. Why is this considered a tenth plague? I don't know. Meaning we're enumerating 10 ways in which Hashem hit the Egyptians. I don't know why this is considered a way that Hashem hit the Egyptians. We're familiar with Rashi. Rashi says this was actually a good thing, that they got a proper burial. Had they stayed in the sea, then who knows what would have happened to them. So that's he's enumerating this as the 10th plague.